Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
James Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
You dare.
Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Patrick, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Patrick, welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, Patrick. Pick one to eat. A handful of pig nipples, a fruit fly burger, ham butts, or liver and onions?
Give me the nipples.
Give me the nipples.
Surprised no one's picked ham butt yet.
I think, I don't know if you saw
You just got to eat the butt.
Right.
That's the butt. Problem.
There's something about staring at the stink star that I don't want to have to deal with.
That's what throws the whole thing off. You can say it's pig butt. You're like, I don't care. Right. But then when that is part of it, you're like, I care.
Right.
Now I care.
Just take a little fun-sized baby Ruth right in that thing. Eat it out.
No.
All right, Patrick, your first question, multiple choice. What is a female kangaroo called? A hopper, a flyer, a boxer, or a jenny? Hopper, flyer, boxer, or jenny? What is a female kangaroo called? Dad, I don't like to look on your face. The Jenny. Not the Jenny.
The Sheila.
The Foxer?
Flyer.
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 That's what you were calling her last night. We were doing shots. You called it the Hoppy Bitch.
You got a Hoppy Bitch over there. All right, your question.
Hoppy Skank.
In what city is Boeing's headquarters?
Trenton.
What's that?
Trenton.
Charleston?
Columbia? Nope.
Seattle?
Nope.
Chicago?
Everett?
It was in Chicago until 2022. Now it's in Arlington, Virginia.
Oh.
Ah. Because everything is moving to Arlington. Didn't Amazon move their second headquarters there, I believe?
I think so.
I think they opened it.
There was a couple areas they were, trying to figure out.
All right. Let's see here. Your question... What brand of cigarettes were a major sponsor of Formula One racing? And my future...
Marlboro.
What's that?
Marlboro.
Marlboro's car?
Yeah, man. I missed the Marlboro car.
Me too. You always recognize it. Kind of cool. As a smoker, I'm like, I don't know who you are, but I hope you win.
So they did the NASCAR thing. They said no more tobacco endorsements?
Yeah. I believe that is the case.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
Okay.
So you can still have a beer sponsor, right?
That's what I was saying. You can still have alcohol. You just can't have tobacco.
Can't have tobacco.
Well, you can't sponsor the whole thing, right? Because the NASCAR was the Winston Cup Series forever.
Right.
But I feel like there's still...
Okay,
so... they're not like a Skoll NASCAR?
Okay, so you can sponsor a car. You just cannot be the primary sponsor in the whole thing.
That makes sense.
Okay.
I am kind of just spitballing. I'm not positive.
Yeah, but it sounded good. So we're going to roll with it until everyone out there corrects us on time. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, Paul, you're going to eat one. Pig nipples, a fruit fly burger, ham butter, or liver and onions?
Probably liver and onions.
I knew it.
It's only real food.
I knew it.
The pig nipples are part of real food, brother. We have determined if you've eaten bacon, pork belly, anything like that, they're not usually separated and advertised as pig nipples. But you've eaten pig nipples. I mean, they're food.
Oh, okay.
Would you buy bacon bits? I
saw a nipple chicharrón.
Right.
On Google.
Exactly. I don't know if I'd eaten that one. Would you eat bacon bits if they said, look, people always wondered, is it 100% pork? Yes, they are. We trim the nipples off of the rest of the bacon. That's all they are. And we cook them up. It looks exactly the same. It tastes exactly the same. It just says,
no.
With pig nipples.
No.
All right. So it's the advertising. I got you. All right, your question. How many dice are used in a standard game of backgammon by each player?
I think that's six.
Three, dos, two, two. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Yeah, I misread that. That was meant to know. That was an answer.
Uh-huh. If you want, I can rearrange your buttons.
It's
the Big Dummy Daily Double. Wow. Wow.
All right, Tom, you ready? We have an audio daily double for you. Now, one thing that our show is well known for, and my parents are proud of this, is that we have a very large audio file of different creatures, from people to cats to birds, farting. All right? So what we're going to do is play you the fart of a creature, and then multiple choice. I want you to tell me, do you believe this is the fart of an elephant, the fart of a hippopotamus, the fart of a giraffe, or the fart of a lion? So here it is. Damn. So that fart, do you believe that was an elephant, a hippopotamus, a giraffe, or a lion?
I think that was an elephant.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, clearly a rhino.
Play it again, Mike, and listen closely.
That's a hippo, isn't it?
That's an obvious hippo fart.
Yeah, it's hippo. I can see that tail spinning like a helicopter.
Man, that's a lot of fun. All right, Tom, your next question. Formosa is the former name of what country? Laos, Thailand, Vietnam, or Taiwan? Laos, Thailand, Vietnam, or Taiwan, formerly known as Formosa.
Taiwan.
Boom. Oh,
nice job, Tom.
He doesn't know his farts, but he knows his geography.
Name is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Dane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola. Dane, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Dane, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, men's room poll, what are you eating? Pig nipples, fruit fly burger, ham butter, liver and onions?
I'm going to go straight up with liver and onion because I straight up like that.
There you go. Man, oh man. Do you make it at home?
I haven't in years. I mean, it's been like a decade.
Okay, so you really do like it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, Dane. Here is your question. What Disney movie, released in 1991, was the first to be nominated for Best Picture?
Let me think. 91. Mm-hmm. So that wouldn't be like Lion King or anything. That was later. I'm going to get... I don't even know. Because I was only 1 year old then. I don't remember the releases.
It's your own fault for being young. Should have told your parents to get to it sooner. Yeah.
I don't know. Sleeping Beauty.
Wasn't it The Lion King?
It was not The Lion King.
It was not The Lion King.
This is the first one.
I remember seeing The Lion King when I was like 4 years old.
So Little Mermaid.
Not The Little Mermaid.
It's movie, animated, yeah?
Yes, this movie was huge. I never saw it because it doesn't appeal to me.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh,
yeah.
Ah.
All right, your question. The phrase sticky wicket has its origins in what sport?
Sticky wickets in a sport. I'm a musician. This is not my roundhouse.
Ted is the only person I know who pretty religiously watches this sport.
Yeah.
He's in the U.S.
He's
in the U.S.
He's the only one who's got the channel.
Possibly
in the U.S. Probably not soccer then, because that's more popular internationally. I'm thinking maybe, I don't know, football?
Cricket.
The fine sport of cricket.
I was going to give him a lot of hints.
What is cricket really called?
Jiminy.
Well, no, I was going to tell him the name of the channel is Willow, but that wouldn't help.
That means nothing.
I could bring up Premyotish.
I don't even know that.
He's like a psychic dude. If you watch, he's like, when I first got Willow, every third commercial was him.
Oh.
Or okay. Some type of brand of balsami rice.
All righty then. All right, Dan, since sports are obviously your thing, what sporting legend is nicknamed the Great One? He played hockey. I'll give you that guess.
I got nothing. I don't know. Bill Willard. I'm making up names.
Bill Withers.
Every
no sunshine playing hockey.
That'd be Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, my grandpa's name is Wayne, too. That's terrible.
Then you should have known. All right, your question. Who plays the character 11 on the TV show Stranger Things?
I have no idea. I should probably give up at this point. I am falling into your guys' trap.
There is no trap. We're just asking you a question to see if you know the answer.
I've never even seen the show.
Okay, you said you're a musician. All right. She recently married John Bon Jovi's son.
even met Bon John Jovi.
I haven't met him either. He's pretty famous.
Millie Bobby Brown.
It's her prerogative.
An unfortunate name. Mm-hmm. All right.
She found her tenderoni, Miles.
That's right.
What are the transducers on an electric guitar called?
The transducers on your electric? I mean, are you talking about the pickups?
Yes
you are.
We're talking about
there pickups. You go, Dane.
What else would they be? I'm saying he's a musician, so it's like, right, they're transducers.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803
Big
round.
Dummy!
Hello, Connor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Petrona.
Hola. Connor, you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober Connor. All right, Connor, you're going to eat one, a handful of pig nipples, a fruit fly burger, ham butt, or liver and onions?
I'm taking liver and onions because that is good.
You really like liver and onions, huh?
Do you make it at home?
I do.
How bad does it stick?
It's not as bad as you think, but I bread it up and kind of fry it like huge steak.
I don't think I've ever had it that way.
Do you live with other people?
Yeah, my dad. Okay. He likes nasty food, so that makes sense.
I'm just going to ask. If people that don't like it, if you're cooking it, like, man.
I'm going somewhere else.
All right, let's see. Here's your question. In the sports world, what does the abbreviation NCAA stand for?
National Con... Oh, man. National Collegiate Athletic Association.
One boom. Done, Connor. Nice job.
All right, Connor, before we let you go, let's give you a 50-50 question. Let's see. What is larger, a herd or a flink of cows? What's larger, a herd or a flink?
A herd?
Oh no, there's two herds and a flink.
How many does it take to make a flink?
But this way, a herd is two or more cows. That's it. So if you two cows, that's a herd.
What's a flink?
A flink is 12 or more cows.
Oh,
man. You guys got a flink out there.
Yeah, dude, then you got like 2-3 flinks of cows out there.
Nah, bro. You said you had a herd. That's a flink. Come on now.
That's a good point.
Does this truck look like a flink?
Every cow farm is technically a flink farm.
If you have 12 or more.
Yes.
If no one's have 11, I would say, okay, you have
one
a herd
passed
of
on.
You're back to a herd.
All right. Yeah. I'll be like, honey, it's Saturday. I'm only going to have a flink of beer.
You know, I'm going to give that a try.
Try it.
Yeah, I promise
That's
you.
12 or more.
I promise you.
If she knows that.
But here's, would you rather me have a herd of beer, right?
Yeah.
Or a flink of beer? I guarantee you she'd say, you know, just have a flink. But like, you know what? For you, baby, because I love you, I'm going to go get me a flink of beer.
Flink doesn't sound like a high number.
No, and herd, you imagine a ton of them, right?
Just having a flink of beer.
The quick flink. Just a quick flink of beer with the fellas.
Right?
I drink a flink.
Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Bill, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, 32 years.
Oh, good for you, Bill. Nice work, man. Okay, Bill, our men's room poll, you're going to eat one. Pig nipples, a fruit fly burger, ham butt, or liver and onions?
Oh, pig nipples all day.
Okay.
I'm right there with you,
all
Bill.
Right.
You know, Bill, I want to get you a shirt that says pig nipples all day.
Maybe we'll have a festival and serve them.
Pig nipple festival?
Yeah.
Before we get started, I got to tell you guys something you will be amazed at.
All right.
I'm working up in northern Whatcom County all day today.
That's amazing.
I am amazed.
I'm turning on 99.9, and I'm getting classical music, and I'm thinking to myself, Miles and Thrill must have gone one toe over the line.
Maybe we did.
That was your thought.
That was my... Anyway, go ahead.
You thought we got fired for smoking weed?
Oh, you did.
No. Okay. All right. Fair enough. I would never do that.
All right, Bill. I'd never do that on the job. Ever. All right, Bill, your question. What color were highlighters originally?
Yellow.
It is yellow.
That's right.
One and done.
Okay. All right, hold on, Bill, before we let you go. A true or false question for you. True or false, it's illegal to get married in Nebraska if you have an STD.
Absolutely.
That's true.
It is technically illegal to get married in Nebraska if you have an STD. So what people do see is don't bring it up.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what if you have herpes?
You couldn't get married.
You can't get married in Nebraska if you have herpes.
It's a place for you to move is what I'm saying. Put it in your retirement.
What a deal. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I'll never have to pay that again?
No, hey, man.
Hey, look, baby. Look, I love you. I love you. You are wonderful. But little technicality going on here. I am so sorry that we cannot get married. We can go on vacation if you want. No, no ring, no nothing.
I mean, I'd love to.
I want to so bad. Golly, this sucks. Nebraska.
I'm so sad. I'm going to go drink a flink of beers.
You are kidding me. This place is awesome.
Hello, Remus. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola. Remus, are you sober or not sober?
Sober always, and I got an answer to your crew versus rowing question.
All right, thank you, Remus.
So my son was involved with Renton Rowing Center. So it's rowing before college and after college. It's crew during college.
Oh, all right, there we go.
I'll be done.
Like in DeMatha, we had a crew team. That was high school.
Yep. Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Okay. Your high school had a rowing team?
Yeah, of course.
Of course, yes. No, like everyone.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Huh. That's crazy.
Yeah, they raced down the Potomac.
That'd be the Patimac.
Wow. That's crazy. That's wild.
I guess. I don't know.
You did your own against yourself.
How many rowing teams did you guys have?
I mean, right, you had to have like a, I don't know if they were varsity JV, but like I'm sure the other Catholic schools had some crew teams.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right, okay.
And my kid was rowing in high school, too. They just never called it crew. It was always just rowing.
Is he in college now?
No, he didn't really take to it too well, so now he's on strike from rowing.
Okay. I mean, honestly, I was going to say, my buddy's daughter did crew, and he was pumped because she got involved in a sport.
Yeah.
But it's kind of boring as the parent. You basically just stand on a bridge for a long time just to see him one time at the finish line go under.
And that's if you can actually spot them.
Yeah, right.
How long do those races usually last?
You've got to be there at like 4 or 5 in the morning.
That's so, the one good thing about the cut through Montlake there is the fact that, you know, or UW, you can actually sit on the side of the canal.
Oh, yeah.
And watch them come through. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Remus, here is your question. The 42 NFL players with the most points in their careers all played what position?
Running back.
Kicker. Have some respect.
What'd I tell you, Ted?
I know.
I told you. I said, look, if you watch football, you just know it's a kicker. But if you ask someone directly, that's the last position that pops into anyone's mind.
Yeah.
All right, your question. In what month does the summer solstice occur in the southern hemisphere?
I'm going to say December, then.
You got it.
Well done, Remus.
Very good. Game is Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, coming up 206-8.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
803 Rock.
99.9 KISW. The men's room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Tasmanian potatoes. Jesus. Talking delicious fish and chips. That is coming up right after the game known as Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Yeah.
fish and chips.
Yeah.
Fish and chips.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yes, and we are cold, Tony.
Yeah, thanks,
welcome
Tony.
To the men's room.
Yeah, let's just go with green crack.
Hey, Tony.
Anything else?
He's at a dispensary.
No, I'm thinking the green crack should do it. Yeah. Let's just go with that.
Yeah, let's go with green crack.
Yeah. Get some edibles, Tony.
Thank you.
You betcha, man.
Yeah,
of course.
Hang on. He's going to give out.
7-9. Oh, yeah. When we get back to Tony, we got to ask him about his green crack.
Put that credit card out of here.
Oh, no.
So I was like, hang on. He's about to put his number out.
Hello, Ian. Welcome to the men's room.
Ian?
You, sir. And let's try Phil. Hello, Phil. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going, sir?
Hola. Phil, are you sober or not sober?
What was that?
Are you sober or not sober? I'm going to guess not sober, Phil.
No, not a little bit. Can I do a little quick baby shout out?
Sure.
My sister, Danae, works with Hand and Stone and Lacey, and shout out. So, other than that.
All right, are you sober or not sober, Phil?
I've had a couple of drinks, and,
not sober.
Yeah.
She's okay. Helping you there. Not sober, yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Give me the one with the direct answer.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, our big tummy pull. You're going to eat one. I hate to figure this out. Pig nipples, a fruit fly burger, ham butter, liver, and onions, Phil.
I'm gonna go fruit fly burger.
All right. Okay, all right, cool.
Finally, finally. All right, Phil, here is your question. Who was the only fictional character in Time Magazine's list of the 100 most influential people of the century? The only fictional character.
Only fictional.
I'd say at this point, been aware of him for about 35 years or so.
I literally have no idea. I'm going to guess Mary Poppins.
So it's not like Mickey Mouse or Bugs Bunny or anything.
No, we're talking
Batman?
Influence.
How about Elmo?
From a cartoon.
Was it Elmo?
Elmo's not a bad call. Believe it or not, Bart Simpson.
I wondered
Bart,
if he was
okay,
one of
the Simpsons. Mm-hmm. All right, all right.
Does he influence in a positive way?
It depends on your perspective.
Hey.
When I was younger, I'm like, sure. Kids act like jackasses, and he's giving them better ideas than TikTok is. Now, he never ate a Tide Pod, Mike.
That's true.
Handsome.
Oh.
El Bardo.
All right, your question. A June bug is what type of insect?
Johnny Cash's wife.
It's not like a mosquito. It's like a fly or like a beetle.
There we go.
All right,
a
long way
beetle.
To home, but we got there. Okay.
Good.
Is that guy all right?
No.
I don't think so.
You say June bug, I think uncle.
Yep, I'm tracking with you.
Right? Isn't that Snoop's uncle or somebody?
I believe so. All right. Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, bitches.
Hola. Tony, did you get your green crack?
Oh, dude, I am so sorry, you guys. I was in the middle of ordering up some goodies, and I heard you, but I had to finish the transaction.
No, you did the right thing. You did great. We appreciate what you ordered, and you seem like a very nice customer. All those things are good, man.
Tony, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober. I'm driving home. Just picked up some green crack because I'm going to go see Steve-O tonight up at the Mount Baker Theater.
Oh, okay, very cool.
Steve-O's at the Mount Baker Theater. That's awesome.
I know, right, Ted? Hey, LARP on, just listened to the podcast last night, brother.
Oh, thanks, dude. That was a spicy one out of the boys.
Oh, dude, you guys were on one. I loved it.
All right, Tony, what are you picking on our men's room poll? Eat one, pig nipples, fruit fly burger, ham butter, liver, and onions.
Oh, you know, since I can't hear you too well here, Miles, since I'm driving down the road, let's just go some good old liver and onions.
Liver and onions. I have a feeling I might win.
All right, Tony. Here's your question. At the end of the TV series MASH, which character, ironically, stayed in Korea?
Oh, goodness. That's a little before my time. I remember watching on reruns. I got no idea, so I'm going to say Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
Klinger.
That's the one.
Right, because he spent the whole time dressing like a woman trying to get out.
He always dressed in drag because at that time the military would send you home. But no one bought into it, so they'll let your ass is staying in Korea. And every episode, he tried to find a way out. So, yeah, in the final episode, everyone left, and his ass stayed.
Did he re-enlist or did he just stay in Korea, period?
I don't remember. All right. I don't know. Maybe he had a side hustle. All right. Tony, your question, which planet takes only 88 days to orbit the sun?
Oh, okay. Let's see. The closest one, that'd be Mercury?
One, and that's two.
No, two and
done. Two and done.
That's two.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whore.
Liquor and whore.
Chris, sober or not sober?
Barely sober, about to walk into Jamar's Sports Bar here in Des Moines.
Barely sober, so not sober, Chris.
Barely.
All right. Men's room poll, eat one. Pig nipples, fruit fly burger, ham bun, or liver and onions?
Liver and onions, please.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, Chris, here's your question.
There's a reason they don't serve that in restaurants.
Not many.
No. The smell.
Oh, hey, Ted, by the way, we just found out why Klinger stayed in Korea.
Oh, did he re-up?
He did not re-up. It was not a side hustle. He got married.
Oh, he met a woman.
There you go. But honestly, a woman, who knows who he met? Could have been a goat. Doesn't matter. I don't judge. Klinger and the goat, the follow-up. All right, your question. How many years have to go by before you celebrate a golden anniversary?
40?
25?
30?
50?
50.
Oh, it is 50. Jesus.
My parents are on their... How long have they been married? They're on their... They're past their diamond anniversary to 60 years together.
That's why when we turned 50, all of our stuff was black and gold.
That's correct.
For KISW.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it then.
I'm thinking about it. I'm like, they thought that through.
This is why guys like Ryan Kassler are in charge.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at that.
Uh-oh. What happened?
An Audio Daily Dog.
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. Wow.
All right, Chris, we need you to listen closely. Once again, we are probably the radio program with the most farts banked away in our audio files. We are going to play you a fart. And as you listen to this fart, I want you to tell me whether or not you think this fart is from a human, a dog, a bear, or a horse. So human, dog, bear, or horse. Fire it up, please.
I'll say human.
That was, in fact, a human being.
A little bubbly there.
Yeah, and you can tell he tightens up after that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the bubbles say your cotton's about to turn brown.
He's squeezing.
All right. Your question, what military award was established during the Civil War? As a hint, it was not the Purple Heart.
Military.
He's either masturbating or thinking. It's hard to tell.
I'm trying to think. I just
couldn't tell. You know the sounds.
I don't know.
Oh. Bronze Star?
The Army Medal of Honor.
All right, question four.
Question number four for you, Chris. Prague is the capital of what country?
Oh, nice.
The Czech Republic.
Boom.
Got it. The nice. Real Pilsner.
You know what, man? I just want to open like one of those Czech cashing places. I just want to call it the Czech Republic. That's my entire motivation to do that. I want nothing to do with the business. Look, I don't even want to be a part of the business. How about if you own one of those places, just change it to Czech Republic? It's built in, man. I'm sorry.
And you can take 20% of their paycheck.
That's the beauty. Hello, Franco. Welcome to the men's room.
Who day, Baltimore?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Hola.
Franco, American. Sober, not sober.
746 days sober.
Oh, good for you, boy. Franco. Okay, you're going to eat one there, Franco. Pig nipples, a fruit fly burger, ham bun, or liver and onions.
I heard the conversation the other day, and I think if it was on a burger, I wouldn't mind the pig nipples, but I don't know anything about it.
All right. Well, you're going to find out.
I know nothing about this, man.
You're gonna find out.
Do not talk to me about pig nipples, all right? It's all secondhand information. All right, your question.
What is Doc allergic to in the movie Back to the Future?
Oh, my God.
He brings it up often. It's not a nut allergy. I can't eat peanuts, Marty.
Bananas. I don't know.
My throat closes up. Synthetics. Synthetics. Mm. He makes a big deal out of it every time he puts on clothes.
All right.
Yeah, okay. All right, on the TV show Leave It to Beaver. I always do.
What, no idea.
What is Beaver's actual first name?
Jim.
Well, Wally's the brother.
Wally's the brother, correct. It's also a chipmunk.
Alvin. Dale?
Nope.
Theodore.
Theodore.
Simon?
Hmm, Theodore.
Theodore Beaver?
Well, his name wasn't Beaver. His nickname was Beaver.
Teddy Beaver.
Oh, Teddy Beaver.
Did you get tickets to Teddy Swims? Nah, I got tickets to Teddy Beaver.
Man, he does all the hits.
Teddy Beaver.
What do you think, baseball or basketball player?
Ooh. Teddy Beaver?
Yeah.
If it's basketball, it's from the 50s.
Yeah.
If it's baseball, probably late 90s.
Teddy Beaver played before there was a three-point line.
He'd have been the top scorer in the NBA. Old Teddy Beaver.
Teddy Beaver.
All right.
King of the chest pass.
Yeah.
King of the chest pass.
The underhand free throw.
Right, thumbs out.
Teddy Beaver, he couldn't miss.
Well, Chamberlain dropped 80 on him.
To me, it sounds like, I don't know, a really bad lounge act that just won't quit.
Yo, we got to go to the bar. Teddy Beaver, I swear to God, has been around since the 70s. Still singing.
Yeah, he hooked up with my girl.
You slept with Teddy Beaver? All right. Your question.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Is that Teddy Beaver?
Hey, Natus.
I am. I am Teddy Beaver.
Do you have a plaster cast of Teddy Beaver?
All right. Your question, when did the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor?
December 7th, 1941.
Let's
a day
go.
That will live in infamy.
There we go. Nice job, Franco.
Teddy Beaver remembers.
Big Dummy!
I'm General Teddy Beaver.
Teddy Beaver.
Hello, Cameron. Welcome to the mid.
Hola!
Hola! Cameron, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober, driving home from work.
All right, Cameron, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to eat one. Will it be a handful of pig nipples, a fruit fly burger, ham bun, or liver and onions?
Oh, I'm taking the pig nipples.
Pig nipples?
All day.
All right. Did you ever think you'd make that statement in your life?
No. But I thought about it. It made my mouth water.
That's disturbing on many levels. But I always think, like, if I had a time machine, would I go back to, say, my 12-year-old self, right? Maybe you're feeling down, you're having a bad day. I'm like, hey, one day, you're going to have a lengthy conversation about pig nipples, and then just poof, just disappear. No context. Just let them know, hey, man, one day, pig nipples, be a topic of conversation. I would be so disturbed.
Why?
Why am I talking about pig nipples? Please don't go away. All right, your question, and Teddy Beaver.
Teddy Beaver!
Teddy Beaver and pig nipples. You're going to have a day where this is a thing.
I like Mike's idea.
What's that?
Different movie. It wouldn't be as heavy, but like he's, you know, it's like Full Metal Jacket, but it's Teddy Beaver.
God damn it, Beaver! Private Beaver!
Don't be too hard on the Beaver.
Let me see your war face. Beaver.
Private Beaver. Saving Private Beaver. Yes.
Eating pig nipples with Private Pyle.
Yes. Pig nipples with my beef. All right, your question. What was the name of Twitter's blue bird mascot?
Oh, my gosh. Tweet?
Not a bad guess.
Larry.
Larry the bird.
Larry. Oh.
Oh, yeah, like Larry Bird.
Oh, my God. So this came out on the text line.
Oh, no.
I Googled Teddy Beaver, and what comes up right now? Football highlight to some kid in high school right now. He plays all quarterback. Right.
Teddy Beaver.
I'm a new fan.
Teddy Beaver.
I am absolutely a fan of this kid. Teddy Beaver. See it at that?
Oh, I just got a bunch of stuffed animals.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, teddy. We couldn't afford the bear. We got you a teddy beaver.
Snuggle it at night. It'll bring you comfort.
It's one of a kind. It's a teddy beaver.
He'll be your best friend.
All right. I want to write the commercial for that. Hey, kids. All right.
Where's my beaver?
You ever rolled over and thought, I want a beaver in my pillow?
He's got a boxing match coming up against Bucky the Beaver.
Introducing Teddy Beaver.
Teddy Beaver.
He's like a bear, but it means you're broke. All right, your question. Which Disney film included the song, Someday My Prince Will Come? No double entendre there.
Hey!
I didn't write a man.
Someday my prince will come. Cinderella?
That'd be my guess.
The white one.
Snow White.
Dude, he's not wrong. I found some highlights of Teddy Beaver. He was playing down in Vancouver, Washington, high school football.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he still playing now? Or
I can't tell. His website hasn't been updated.
Why is my phone blowing up today?
Teddy!
All right, your question. General John J. Pershing commanded the American troops during what war?
World War One.
Got it.
Look at that.
All right. So wait, this is a local dude, the Teddy Beaver.
Yeah. Well, I mean, closer to Portland, right? Vancouver.
Well, still, you know.
Looks like he graduated in 2022 from Skyview, but I can't see where he went to college.
He didn't then.
I was gonna say. He might have gone to college. He's not playing football.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, you sexy dragons.
Hola.
Alex, are you sober or not sober?
I am extremely sober.
All right, welcome to Big Dummy.
I couldn't be any more sober. If I'm more sober, I'd be drunk. I'm drunk with sobriety.
Right?
More sober, I'd be asleep.
You're going to eat one.
Ted, by the way, because you are also a fan of mascots and all that, I remember me talking to you about the possibility of me getting a fursuit while I have it. And maybe one day, if I'm able to, I can fly up to you guys and meet you guys in my fursuit. How does that sound?
I knew you had the fursuit because you emailed us on the podcast. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, you crazy SOB. You slap on that fursuit, fly up here.
On what, a broomstick or a plane?
Plane. What is your animal again?
It's my main persona is a mule, but just because of cost and convenience, I went with a surgle, because that's what this guy was most proficient in.
Hmm. He's most proficient in serval cats. Okay. Yes.
Based on time, I'm not even going to ask you.
It's S-E-R-G-A-L. Just look it up.
No, I know. We know somebody that had one.
Okay.
All right, Alex, your question. Who is the only character on The Simpsons drawn with five fingers?
Nelson.
Nope. God.
Oh. Is it the... Oh.
So God's made a few appearances on the Simpsons. When he does, they always give him five fingers. Everyone else has four. Which, by the way, the only reason they do four fingers, they said when you do five fingers on animation, that style, Disney style, it actually looks messed up. Mm-hmm. So when Disney and Warner Brothers originated it, then everyone else kind of copied. All right, your question. What was tattooed on Popeye's arm?
Was it... an anchor.
You got it.
Yeah, it was a cover-up of that chick he was hitting on before.
Nice Teddy job. Beaver.
Head Chef's coming up by talking delicious fish and chips with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. And we got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.